Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
You know, Cynthia, this is what government teaches people to do. It teaches people to look for differences and to form these little camps and to fight amongst one another and put people against one another. You know, it's amazing that this guy gets on the air, not this caller, but the one two back, and talks about how, oh, it's the right now that's keeping the Obama in the war and yada yada. But that's ridiculous. He wants to increase troop levels by 11,000, or he's already increased troop levels by 11,000. Now he's talking about doing even more, but, you know, people don't pay attention to that because the mainstream media is controlled and giving them this perfectly formed little message, and along with all the 1984 doublespeak. Of course not. They're not going to get out of Iraq. The military-industrial complex has taken over the government, and they're making far too much money. Hamid Karzai's brother is the top drug dealer in Afghanistan, which now supplies over, I think it's 92% of the world's opiates, and the CIA it's been admitted by Reuters and some of the other mainstream media sources that the CIA is out guarding the poppy fields of some of these warlords, the ones who are doing what they want and, you know, paying their toll. And where does it end?
And where did you hear that?
You can search for it. CIA guards poppy fields.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're actually, they're sitting there watching over the poppy fields. They say they have to do it because that's where the warlords get their money to do what the American government wants them to. And, you know, they're basically drug dealers. The American government is over there protecting people who are producing heroin.
Okay. I don't get the connection, but maybe.
Well, I mean, what is it people are expecting from this government? These are criminals. These are people. He's talking about killing 2,000 people in 9/11. Well, there are over 100,000 civilians in Iraq that have been killed.
You know, I get really tired of hearing about how my government is criminal.
Why is that?
Government makes criminal actions sometimes. Some people do that. We saw that with various scandals in the past. But my government, as a rule, is not criminal, and I'm offended by it. I've served this government proudly and would do so again. And I don't want to hear somebody accuse my government of being criminal. It's the greatest government that was ever founded by man. And it remains so.
Can you name one thing that the government does that government gets people to do that doesn't resort on taking people's property, demanding their money, or locking them in a cage?
It's so convenient to say something of that nature without thinking about it. It gets you to work every day. Government makes it possible for you to put food on your table. And I'm sorry, but there is no other way to come up with a solution to that. It's government that provides the highways, if nothing else.
Okay, and we're going to move on to another caller. Thank you for calling.